Yesterday, Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs Ken Wyatt launched new practical resources for Stolen Generation survivors to receive better support and access to GPs, dentists and aged care providers. This was developed in collaboration with the Healing Foundation and national medical peak bodies, including the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, to help create greater awareness without triggering trauma for Indigenous patients who have been forcibly removed from their families and communities when they were children. Dr. Carly Haywood is a GP for the Southern Adelaide Local Health Network's Aboriginal Family Clinics at Noarlunga in South Australia. She gave her thoughts on the launch with To The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
I think this is a fantastic resource for general practitioners, in particular the medical staff generally as well. I think there isn't a lot out there that focuses on the stolen generation. I think that there is a lot of discussion that needs to be had around how the impact of grief, trauma and loss has on people physically and emotionally within our GP space. So I think that it should be congratulated on producing such a document.
And what do these resources contain?
So basically the resources contain fact sheets that are very simple to read, very understandable and translatable for GPs that are working with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who perhaps were forcibly removed as children. We need to remember those that were removed are getting older and older, and we're thinking about what type of care they need when they get older. So we're talking about children that were removed and put into homes, and now as they get older, we're having conversations around going into nursing homes, and that triggers a lot of trauma. So as GPs, we need to be mindful of this, and that's what some of the documents talking about.
Most of our population in Australia is rapidly ageing, including those who are Indigenous. What are the safeguards and procedures that are being put in place to help survivors of these stolen generations to try and reduce the triggers and the stress that they might feel if they need to see a medical practitioner?
Having a conversation around this is the number one step. In the past, we didn't talk about this openly amongst GPs. There are some GPs who work in the Aboriginal health space who are quite good at or aware of what has happened to those that were removed. But then there are GPs who may not have work in an area where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are, and they don't often talk to people who were from the stolen generation. So I think number one is having a conversation around this space is very, very important. I think there are lots of things out there for GPs to learn about trauma-informed care, and that's very important as well. I can tell you a story about a patient. She was removed as a child and growing up experienced a lot of trauma, but recently her son was admitted to a mental health facility and she went in to advocate for him, and this triggered a lot for her trauma from being removed because it was going into an institutional setting, and that really triggered her. And so as doctors, we need to be aware of that space and what institutions and hospitals can do in relation to triggering anxiety and grief within our patients.
Do you see these resources being a critical, essential first step to heal the rift that Indigenous Australians do feel towards medical practitioners and other members of authority?
I think it's very important to have documents like this out there. I think it's very important for us as GPs to be able to have access to this. So it really does need to be spread far and wide. I teach Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health to GP registrars, so doctors who are training to become GPs, and I can see that this resource would be such a valuable asset in terms of teaching for our GP registrars. So more, if we could have more of this and we could spread the word out there, that would be fantastic.
It's Dr. Carly Haywood, GP for Southern Adelaide Local Health Network Aboriginal Family Clinics, speaking to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin there.